Magnetic Island is once more visible above the surface of the sea. That is, it's visible when the ring of magnetic fog is not surrounding it. The Euclidean submarine has brought the captured rescue boat with Johnson and the crew helpless on board to within a short distance of the island. Captain Tex Bradford and Mrs. Gregory are anxiously awaiting the arrival of Johnson's boat, as they know something about Johnson which no one else knows. They received a message by homing pigeon just before the submarine arrived with Johnson's boat in tow. Jerry and Joan are talking in the submarine as it prepares to cast off Johnson's boat.
Oh, boy. We're nearly back to the island, Joan.
Yes, Jerry. And when we do get back, your Mr. Johnson will be a prisoner. And my mother's other boat will be tied up to the island just as useless as her yacht is now.
I know all that. But this fellow Johnson's plenty smart. And he might have a trick or two up his sleeve that the Euclideans don't know anything about.
I can think of nothing favorable now.
Well, for one thing, remember what I told you about this woman commander on the submarine? She'll be on our side if she sees a chance to get to the world with us.
Now, Jerry, that is silly. Just because she was interested in hearing about my mother's beautiful clothing and some of the things in your world, that does not mean...
It means that she's willing to listen when I talk about how swell our world is. And if she listens long enough, and if she'll only come out and meet your mother... It's in the bag.
In the bag? What is in what bag?
I mean, it's signed, sealed, and delivered. Your name on the dotted line. And, oh, well, never mind. I'll tell you some other time.
It would be well to postpone any further discussion of your commander until she is unable to hear you.
Gee whiz. I forget about that blame speaker thing all over the submarine.
You forget so many things, Jerry.
Precisely. Now, Holmes. You will maintain silence during the next operation? Absolute silence?
Yes'm. I mean, very good, Commander.
SE-1.
Yes, Commander.
Drop the charge in the stern magnetic fin. Release the anchor of that boat immediately.
Right. Release anchor.
Well done. Set your course in a small circle. Cut speed to 3 knots. We will circle and escort this boat to Pier 5.
Speed now 3 knots. Circle with a radius of 100 yards.
Correct. Distance from island?
500 yards.
Approximately?
No, exactly 500 yards at point drop anchor tow.
Excellent. Continue circle to position paralleling port side of boat. Lay to at his speed. Conduct him to starboard slip, clear fire.
Very good.
S1 to G47. Commander S1 to G47. Reporting submarine ES1.
All those letters make me hungry for some alphabet soup.
Oh, Jerry, you must be quiet.
G47, receiving your report, S1. Proceed.
Drop anchor tow 500 yards due north of Pier 5. Johnson boat will use small motor and interslip under his own power. Think not advisable to take the ES1 into Pier 5 slip with Gregory yacht there now. We are just completing circle to pick up boat and convoy it to Pier 5. We'll then proceed to dock ES-1 in regular submarine berth number 6. That is all. S-1 to G-47.
Well executed, SE-1. Report immediately upon arrival. That is all. G-47 to S-1.
You, Hall, and you, Cleopatra, maintain your positions in the stern section. I will join you for special orders regarding your actions when we arrive at the island.
Look, Joan. She's turned off the speaker gadget so we can't be heard all over the boat.
What can that be for, Jerry?
She's going to tell us something she don't want old Stoneface up there to hear.
Oh, Jerry, that ridiculous idea of yours that the commander is friendly to us will get us into very serious trouble if you're not careful.
Well, leave it to me, Joan. I'll fix it.
Fix it? Is something broken, Jerry?
Look, I mean I'll sell her the idea. Put over the deal. Oh, forget it. Just listen and you'll get the idea.
Even though I made it possible for you to talk in comparative comfort hall, it should not be necessary for you to shout.
I'm sorry. Golly, whiskers.
Jerry, the commander will not know what you mean by that terrible slang.
You are right in a measure, Cleopatra. To understand the gibbering sounds which Hall uses as a method of expression, one would of necessity revert to the educational standard of the Stone Age. But the forceful gestures and grotesque manipulations of the facial muscles which accompany his outbursts reveal his meaning quite plainly.
I get it. The words are too much for you, but the music strikes a responsive chord.
You see, Commander, Jerry does know how to use big words when he wants to.
A more frequent desire would do him credit.
Well, look, Commander, I don't want to break up your class, and if you feel like having some fun with me when I'm stuck where I can't help myself, okay. But if you've got those special orders you were talking about, we'd better get them before we hit the island.
Jerry, you should not suggest the Commander's procedure.
It is quite all right, Cleopatra. I have no orders to give either of you, but I have a few words of advice which you would do well to follow.
Oh, sure. Advice is what we want plenty of. What's on your mind?
Jerry means, to what advice did you have reference?
I had made the translation myself, Cleopatra. And the more I hear of this young man's free manner of speaking and his obvious ignorance, the greater is my curiosity to learn something further of the world outside.
See? What did I tell you, Joan? What did I tell you?
Now, Jerry, please.
Well, Cleopatra, what did he tell you?
I think it would not be wise to repeat it.
Very well. You tell me, Hall.
Well, gee, to come right out and tell you, it's not so easy, but I'll try.
Please do not, Jerry.
Silence, Cleopatra. You may proceed, Hall.
Well, I guess this puts me in plenty bad if I'm wrong, but I got to figure that you're on our side.
I am not sure I follow you.
I mean that you're not so crazy about all this Euclidean stuff, acting like a bunch of machines and talking about going out and conquering the world. A beautiful girl like you, commanding a submarine, thinking of going across the ocean one of these days and blowing up somebody's country. Why, you ought to be like girls back home, going out to dances and parties and seeing shows and, well, all those things. I'm going to teach Joan how to do all of them when we get back to the world.
Jerry, you have made the Commander very angry.
Oh, I can't help it. I had a hunch to say it, and I said it.
No, I am not angry. All my life I have been taught the stupidity of you worldlings and the brilliance of the Euclideans. Yet you are happy. You see pleasures and recreations worth living for. You feel the desire to live, even though... No, enough of this. You will forget that it has been said. Your lives depend upon your silence. Make no mistake about that.
Oh, yes, Commander. It is forgotten.
Yes, Commander. It's forgotten.
That is well. Now I return to my duty. The speakers will be turned on. You will preserve silence as we land this boat. And you will preserve silence in all matters.
You see, Jerry, it did no good. And now I feel that we have a definite enemy in the Commander.
Well, don't you believe it. She told us to forget what we talked about. Swell, we'll forget it. But she won't.
Be quiet, Jerry. The tubes are beginning to glow in the central control section. The speakers are active.
Okay, but don't forget I told you so when we get a break from the girlfriend.
Position and speed, SE1.
Speed, 2 knots, 125 yards, 2 north, and pier 5.
Good. Stop all power. Lay 2. Allow boat to proceed, slip 5, under own power. You, Hall, will come forward to my control section. Cleopatra, you may come also. Hurry, Hall.
Coming up. Come on, Joan. Snap into it.
What do you think the Commander wants, Jerry?
Well, we'll find out in a minute.
You will sit here before the microphone, Hall. You there, Cleopatra. I am going to give Johnson his exact orders regarding his landing. Also advise Captain Bradford on the yacht. It will be well to make the Johnson boat fast to the yacht. You will stand by, Hall, in the event that either Johnson or Bradford want confirmation from you.
Okay, go to it. I mean, yes, Commander.
You are learning. Remember, silence when the red tube glows. You will call Johnson at once. Advise him to lay his boat in close to the yacht. They will be lashed together at once. That will provide for taking them both into the submarine lock in one movement in the event of another emergency.
Boy, you sure think, Commander.
Naturally. All Euclideans think. Immediately you advise Johnson, you will call Captain Bradford. Give him the same instructions regarding the disposition of Johnson's boat. Tell him to stand by to lash the boats together. That is all, Hall. Silence, Cleopatra. Proceed.
J-12C. Jerry Hall on submarine to J-12C. Hello, Johnson. Hello, J-12. Emergency orders for you. Hello, J-12C. Orders from the submarine commander. Hello, Johnson. Hello.
It is possible he is saving his power to carry him into the anchorage. Raise Bradford. Give him the orders. He will be able to signal Johnson in ample time to warp the boat in properly.
Right. Jerry Hall to J-24Y. Hello, Tex. Hall to Bradford. Can you get me? Answer quick.
Yes, Jerry, I got it. Where'd you signal to Johnson? What are your orders about landing the boat? I'll take them here. See the boat plainly now through the aft port in this cabin. Have him more than a minute or two before he will come in between the piers. Shoot it, kid.
Signal Johnson to come in hard against your starboard rail. Lash the two boats together immediately. Orders from the commander on this sub. Got it?
Yes, bring Johnson against starboard rail and make fast at once. Got it, Jerry. Are you coming in at once?
How about it, Commander?
If G-47 has no other plans for you, you may report to Bradford when we dock.
The skipper... Oh, excuse me, Commander. The skipper says if G-47 says okay, Joan and I can report to you as soon as we dock this sinking cigar.
Okay, son. I've got some news for you. Hurry it up. I'll run out on deck to handle Johnson's boat now.
Well, I guess that's all, isn't it, Commander?
Very well done, Hall. I will take over. S-1 to G-47... Commander S-1 reporting the ES-1.
Unnecessary. Heard your orders to Bradford. Johnson boat is safely within reach of Island Magnet. Proceed to your lock. Report to me at once. That is all.
Very well, G-47. That is all, S-1.
Gee, it's all over. In just a minute or two, those Island Magnets will pull Johnson's boat into the slip. Tex will make it fast to the yacht and... Oh, gee. I guess that's about the end of all our plans.
One moment, Hall. SE-1.
Yes, Commander.
Full power tubes on. Proceed to lock at once.
Right. Power on. Proceed to lock.
Right. You will dock the ES-1 on arrival. That is all.
Oh, Jerry, we're going to see Mother and the Captain in a few minutes.
Yeah, and the Captain said he had some news for us. I wonder what it could be.
I think I could tell you the news the Captain has for you.
You could?
Yes, I am sure I could. And it is news that will shake the island of Euclidea when it reaches the attention of G-47.
What is it, Commander?
I will not tell you.
But you said you could.
Precisely. I could, but I will not.